Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, see that banner go, and us right along with him. Praise Yahweh. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Thursday, the 27th of April, 2017. We are in the book of Daniel. We're going to be starting with chapter 7 today, probably do 7 and 8. I only seem to be able to get two chapters in per day on this book. Pardon me. Because of the complexity and the amount of notes and explanations necessary for this particular book. I'm not translating it as far as predictions. I'm not doing that. There's so many translations of it means this and it means that, and I don't want to get into that. I just want to do the word, and I want you to look stuff up and decide for yourself what it means. That's something for you to do. The timeline goes along in here with jumping back and forth. Chapter 7 is before chapter 5. chronologically, it parallels the vision of Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2. There's just a greater emphasis on things here in chapter 7. We've got a lot of supernatural intelligence and ability here. Divine visions, and it's just so loaded. I just need to take a great deal of time with it. I've got a few bronchial problems tonight. I'm doing this late at night, so it's quiet, and the fire sirens from the fire house aren't going off, and the people aren't making noise in the building and construction outside. I got a little bronchial congestion, as usual. It's chronic with me. I'm stuck with it, so I have to mute the mic occasionally to get my breath. I can't talk. I have to stop and cough. So I apologize for that, but I'm doing the very, very best I can physically. So please bear with me. There we go. I've got a little iced tea here that cuts to the chase there. With a little lemon in it. Let's get into chapter 7 here of the book of Daniel. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Now this is still in Aramaic here, okay? Verse 2, Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, And behold, the four winds of the sky burst forth upon the great sea. Okay, that was the Mediterranean Sea. That was known as the Great Sea back then, the Western Sea. Verse 3, and you can reference Revelations chapter 13, verse 1, and chapter 17, verse 8, for verse 3 here. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse, in other words, different, one from another. Verse 4, the first was like a lion, 744, and had eagle's wings. I observed, 2370, till the wings of it were plucked, 4804. And it was lifted up from the land and made to stand upon the feet as a mortal, and a mortal's mind or heart, can be used either way, was given to it. Verse 5. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, 1678. And it raised up itself on one side, 7859, and it had three ribs, 5967, in the mouth of it, 6433, between the teeth, 8128, of it, and they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. And verses 4 through 6, you can reference Revelations 13, verse 2. Verse 6, in place of this, I observed, and lo, another like a leopard, 5245, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, 7217, and dominion, 7985, was given to it. Verse 7, and you can reference Revelations 12, verse 3, and 13, verse 1, for verse 7 here. In place of this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful, 1763, and terrible, 574, and strong, 8624, exceedingly, 3493. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured, 399, and broke in pieces, 1855. The remainder with the feet of it, it trampled. Now they had tampered with the word order in the King James, so I just corrected it. And it was diverse, in other words, different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns, 7162. Okay, a lot of them consider those 10 kings. But I'm not going to interpret. I'm just giving you the information that's in this book here. Verse 8. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another, 317, little 2192 horn, 7162, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. That's all one word, 6132. And behold, in this horn were eyes, 5870, like the eyes of a mortal, and a mouth speaking, 4449, great things, 7260, and this means as imposing words, okay? And you can reference Revelations 13, verses 5 and 6 on verse 8. And here's verse 9 and part A, the first part of it, you can reference Revelations 20, verse 4. Pardon me while I catch my breath here. That's rough. Revelations 20, verse 4, for the first part of this. And the second part of this, you can reference Revelations chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 9. I observed till the thrones, 3764, were cast down, 7412, and the ancient, 6268, of days, 3118, did sit, 3488, whose garment, 3831, was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure, 5341, wool, 6015. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels, 1535, as burning fire. Verse 10, and part A of verse 10, you can reference Revelations 5, verse 11. And the second part of verse 10, part B, you can reference Revelations 20, verse 12. There's verse 10. A fiery river, 5103, issued and came forth from before him. All right. Thousand thousands, that's 506 doubled, ministered unto him. And 10,000 times 10,000, all right, that's 7240 doubled, stood before him. The judgment, 1780, was set, and the books, 5609, were opened, 6606. Verse 11. I observed then because of the voice of the great words, 4406, which the horn, 7162, spoke. I observed even till the beast was slain. 6992. And his body, 1655, destroyed. 7. That's Aramaic. That is comparable to 6 in the Hebrew. And given to the burning flame. Verse 12. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away. Yet their lives were prolonged. And literally in the Aramaic, it's were given length. For a season, 2166, and time, 5732. Now, verse 13 has been tampered with, and I'm going to restore the word order as it actually reads, not as in the King James. And in verse 13, you can reference Matthew 24, verse 30, and 26, verse 69, the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 26, and 14, verse 62, the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 27, and Revelations chapter 1, verse 7 and 13, and chapter 14, verse 14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of the sky, one like the Son of a mortal came. Not man, a mortal. 606. Son of mortals came. And came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. Now here's verse 14. And you can reference Revelations chapter 11. Verse 15 on this. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I have to say, in all honesty, that sounds like the Messiah. Sounds pretty messianic to me. So that is only my opinion. So now I'll shut up and read the book. Verse 15, and they messed with the word order. So I've corrected. Grieved in my spirit, that comes first, was I, Daniel, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head terrified me. 927. That's corrected. That's how it actually reads. They played with it in the King James. They do that a lot in the King James. They just put down whatever they want. We get a hit of this iced tea. I came, verse 16, I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. Now this is what it says in the scripture. This is not my interpretation. This is word for word what it says here. Verse 17. These great beasts which are four kings, which shall arise out of the ground. 7:7-2. Verse 18, and you can reference Revelations 22, verse 5 for verse 18. And they've tampered with this verse, so I've put the word order back in the correct order. But shall take the kingdom, the holy ones, 6922, of the Most High, 5946, Most High, and take possession of the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Verse 19. I got to clean the dust off of my magnifying glass. Because the Strong's numbers in what I'm reading from are so small, I really need a magnifying glass to see them. Verse 19, then I wish to know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse, in other words, different from all the others, exceedingly 34:93, dreadful, 17:63, whose teeth were of iron, and his fingernails, 29:53, of bronze, 51:74, which devoured, broke in pieces, and trampled the remainder with his feet. Verse 20, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose appearance was larger, 7229, than his fellows, 2273. Verse 21. I observed, and the same horn made war with the holy ones and prevailed against them. Verse 21, you can reference Revelations 13, verse 7. And here's verse 22. And you can reference Revelations chapter 20, verse 4. Until came the Ancient of Days, and judgment was given to the holy ones of the Elyonin, that's Most High. And the time came that the holy ones possessed the kingdom. Verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the land, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms. That's different. And shall devour the whole land, and shall tread it down, 1759, and break it in pieces, 1855. Verse 24. And you can reference Revelation 17, verse 12 on this. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. This is what it says in the scripture. And another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. Verse 25. And you can reference Revelations 12, verse 14, and 13, verses 5 and 6. for verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, 5943, and shall wear out the holy ones of the Most High, and think to change times, 2166, and laws, 1882, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, 5732, and times, plural of 5732, and half, 6387, of time, 5732, verse 26. But the judgment, 1780, shall sit, 3488. And they shall take away his dominion to annihilate and to destroy it unto the end. 5491, end. Verse 27. You can reference Revelations 20, verse 4, for the first part of this, part A, and for part B, Revelations 22, verse 5. Verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole sky shall be given to the people of the holy ones of the Elyonin, that's the Most High in Aramaic, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Okay, again, that sounds pretty messianic to me, speaking of the Messiah. Verse 28. Hitherto is the end of the matter, 4406. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts much terrified me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my mind, or heart, 3821. Because the heart was the center of thought, to the Hebrews, and Daniel is a Hebrew. And that ends the Aramaic portion. Now, we're going to get into chapter 8 here, and it resumes in Hebrew. Let me get a little drink here, and we'll get into chapter 8. Oh, that's good. Okay. Here's chapter 8. In the third year of the reign of Belshazzar, the king, a vision appeared unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. Another vision. He's getting all these visions. He was a man of visions and prophecy. Yahweh really blessed him and used him. And he was a very unique individual. Evidently, much called by Yahweh. If he was given all of this, this is some of the great prophecy that everybody goes on today. Things are being revealed. A lot of it has been made clear. I'm not going to get into that because that is the interpretations of others, and I don't want to get tagged with it if they made a mistake. I'm not going to teach it as fact. Not that I don't believe it, but it's best to let things play out. We're seeing things play out now in these days. And I don't want to develop hoof and mouth disease saying something that turns out to not be true. I'm very cautious with prophecy, okay? Verse 1 of chapter 8 is what I just read. Verse 2, "And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam," 5:8-6:7, "and I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai," 1:95. Verse 3, "Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, stood before the river a ram which had two horns," 71:61, "and the two horns were high," 13:64, "but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last." Verse 4, "I saw the ram pushing seaward," that's west, because the Mediterranean Sea was the Great Sea, and they called it seaward, and that indicated west in the Hebrew, "and northward," 6:8-8, "and southward, so that of all living creatures, none might stand before him." He was pushing with his horns. "Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great." 14:31. Verse 5, "And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole land, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a prominent," 2:3:8:0, "a prominent horn between his eyes." Verse 6, "And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power." Verse 7, "And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was bitter," and that means enraged, 4:8:4:3, "against him, and smote the ram and broke his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down," 7:9:9:3, "to the ground and trampled upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand." Let me clear my pipes again. Oh, that was a bad session there. And verse 8, "Therefore the he-goat waxed very great," in other words, he grew very great, "and when he was strong," 6:105, "the great horn was broken, And for it came up four prominent ones toward the four winds of the sky. This isn't literal. This is a vision. This is weird. Verse 9. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south and toward the east and toward the glorious land. 6643. Verse 10, and you can reference Revelation chapter 12, verse 4 for verse 10. And it grew great, even to the host of the sky, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and trampled upon them. I will say that in Hebrew, the stars are often used for angelic beings. Verse 11, yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the continual sacrifice was lifted up and taken away, and the dwelling place of his sanctuary was cast down. Verse 12, and a host was given him, and a host means army, 6635, was given him against a continual sacrifice by reason of transgression, 6588, and it cast down, 7993, the truth, 571, to the ground. And it practiced and prospered. 6213 for practice, to do, and prospered, 6743. Verse 13, and you can reference 3rd Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 18, on verse 13. Of chapter 8. Then I heard one holy one, 6918, it has saint in the King James, but it's holy one, speaking, and another holy one said unto that certain one which spoke, how long shall be the vision concerning the continual sacrifice? That's 8548, continual, a daily sacrifice. And the transgression, 6588, causing horror, 8074, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled, 4823. Verse 14. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 evenings and mornings, not days, evenings and mornings. Evenings is 6153, and mornings is 1242. Then shall the sanctuary, 6944, be put right, 6663, made righteous again. Verse 15. And it came to pass, when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the visions and sought for the understanding, then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance, 4758, of a strong man, 1397. Verse 16, and you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 19 and 26, for verse 16. And I heard an Adam's voice. It has man's in the King James, but it's Adam's voice. Because it's 120. Between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, 1403, make this man to understand the vision. Now, Gabriel is one of Yahweh's messengers. That's his name. Gabriel, okay? In the English, Gabriel. Verse 17. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was terrified and fell upon my face. But he said to me, understand, 995, O son of Adam, not man as they have in King James, Adam, specific, racial designator. For at the time, 6256, of the end shall be the vision, 2377. Verse 18. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep. That's 7290. Was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upon my standing place. Verse 19. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last days, 319, of the indignation, that's Yahweh's indignation, 2195. For at the time appointed, 4150, it's a moed, the end shall be. Verse 20. The ram which you saw having two horns are the kings of Madai, that's Media, and Paras, that's Persia. Okay? And the male goat is the king of Yawan, that's Greece, 3120. And that's the son of Japheth. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Verse 22. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up in his place, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. They will be lesser. In other words, verse 23, and in the latter time, 319, of their kingdom, when the transgressors, 6586, are come to the full, 8552, in other words, they have their full power. And they tampered with this verse, so I'm going to correct it. Shall stand up a king of fierce, 5794, countenance, 6440, and understanding, 995, of double dealing, 2420. He's going to understand all this stuff. Let me get a drink of iced tea here. Verse 24, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy, 7843, wonderfully, 6381, and shall prosper, 6743, and practice, in other words, do what he's going to do, 6213, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. Mighty is 6099, and the holy people, holy is 6918, and 5971 for people. Now this verse 25 is tampered with, so I'm going to correct it. And through his policy or understanding, 7922, also he shall cause deceit, 4820, to prosper, 6743. Be very, he's not good. In his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart. And by peace, hear this, by peace, 7962, shall destroy many. The verse has been changed, so I've corrected it. Against the prince of princes, he shall be broken. But he shall stand up without a hand. Or, let me get this straight here. I misread that, pardon me. Against the prince of princes, he shall stand up. But, without a hand, he shall be broken. Now that's correct. I didn't have my notes all together here. Okay. Pardon me, this is really a tough read, okay? Verse 26. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. 5:7:1. Wherefore shut you up the vision. For it shall be for many days. Verse 27. And I, Daniel, came to an end and was sick. And that is as exhausted. That word is 2470. Certain days afterwards, I rose up. In other words, it just wore him out. And did the king's business. And I was astounded, 8074, at the vision, 4758. But none understood it. In other words, that vision was shut up for the last days. And things are progressing. That ends chapter 8. Can't get into 9 because we just don't have the time here. I have less than 10 minutes. Somebody that causes deceit to prosper. And he will make himself great in his heart or his mind. And by peace shall destroy many. Whoa. Man. Cause deceit to prosper. Well, there's so many things that are coming together these days. Now, we've just seen Donald Trump do his 100 days. And he has deceived everybody. And he has surrounded himself totally with Zionist Jews. And he's going to go against the people. Well, what people would that be? That would be the people of true Israel. This guy could be, now we don't know yet. We have to see how this plays out. We can't do anything about it right now, period. We're just going to have to sit back and watch. Because he's in. He's there. And see what this guy does. He says one thing and does another. He's being danced around on the stage like a little puppet by the puppet masters. He has deceived many. He's still talking stuff about his campaign promises, but yet what is he doing? Okay, talks cheap, and they use words for deception, and that's what I'm seeing. I don't know what you're seeing. I don't trust any politician. Okay, period. Show me a politician, I don't trust them. I trust in Yahweh. I don't have any hope at all for an earthly government. I have hope for the government of Yeshua, Messiah, our true King, and the kingdom of Yahweh. That's going to be the only righteous government that we're going to have. But I am urging our people to prepare for bad times. Much worse than what we're seeing now. And the news media is touting the nuclear capabilities of North Korea, making us all think that they have the capability to launch and hit us. They are looking to foment a war, I do believe. They are of that stripe. The news media loves war. The Jews love war. They get white people to send their sons to go be killed. They've done it to us over and over and over and over. And we never seem to really learn. We just, you know, well, we got a new president. He's going to fix everything. Remember a song by The Who? Here comes the new boss, same as the old boss. Get on our knees and pray that we won't be fooled again. Well, we very well may have been fooled again. What are we going to say? If anybody believes that politics is anything other than a game and smoke and mirrors to make us believe that we truly have a choice, I'm sorry, but I can't go along with that. Ain't happening. Politics is not for us. It is to fool us. These people are not here to help us. They are here to rule us and fool us and make us slaves. The politicians are not the true rulers. They are shills for the true rulers who are behind the scenes, and with their money they buy these politicians. You cannot even run for office here or anywhere really unless you've sold your soul, because they're all controlled. They control the media. When they control the press, they tell the American people or the British people what to think, and most of them will go along with it because they're scared, and rightfully so. These people are violent. But Scripture tells us what we must do. We must endure until the end and have faith in Yahweh. Does not prohibit self-defense. Not at all. Yeshua Messiah was not a pacifist. He just said, don't do things unlawfully. According to Yahweh's law, not man's law. So, we're letting this scenario play out. Okay? All we can do is watch and read Scripture and read these prophecies and read the book of Revelations that tells us what's coming and how to act. How do we behave? It tells us in the Scripture to prepare. Tells us to get ready. Tells us that we're going to have to flee to the mountains. And if the days weren't shortened, no flesh would be saved. Because it's going to get real ugly. You think we have problems in the cities now with these thugs and gangs? It's going to get 10 times worse. It's going to be total anarchy and chaos. And there's going to be a great loss of life. And if we obey Yahweh, we as Israel, and we prepare, and don't lose our faith, He's going to preserve us. He's going to preserve the remnant. Some of us will go down. Yeah, that's true. But they'll be back. And that's what the enemy fears more than anything else. They'll be back. I'll be back. Like old Arnold. Yahweh's got this in hand. I mean, He really does. He's destroyed 100,000 troops of the enemy against Israel with one avenging messenger or angel, if you want to stick with angel. There is no power in the universe that can come against Yahweh, and He's going to do things on His timetable. We have to love one another as racial kindred and help one another as best we can, and obey our Father in heaven and His laws as best we can, keep the feast as best we can, and He will deal with it. Well, I'm coming down the end of the hour. I only have a little bit left. So I'm going to say Shalom Aleichem to all of you. And I will be back tomorrow on Friday the 28th, starting in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the